There are wounds that do not simply break your heart. They reshape the way you see yourself. They settle quietly beneath the surface and begin altering the lens through which you interpret everything else. Love, safety, worth, belonging, even the sound of your own name inside your mind. Long after the moment has passed, long after the argument ends or the betrayal is uncovered, or the silence stretches across rooms once filled with warmth, the echoes remain. You carry them into ordinary days, into mirrors, into relationships, into prayers whispered through tears at 2 in the morning when the world is asleep, and you are left alone with thoughts you cannot fully untangle. And perhaps that is what makes emotional wounds so devastating. Bruises heal, broken bones mend, but words, especially words spoken by someone whose voice once held tremendous authority in your heart, can become woven into identity before you even realize it is happening. At first, they sting. Then they linger. Eventually, they begin narrating the way you see yourself. You stop hearing them as something that happened to you and begin hearing them as truth about you. I know what that feels like. I know what it is to love deeply and still walk away shattered in places no one else can fully see. I know what it is to survive things that altered the way I viewed myself afterward. And the hardest part is that wounds like these do not remain neatly confined to the past. They follow you forward. They slip quietly into new moments and reinterpret them for you. A delayed text suddenly feels like rejection. Silence feels loaded. Distance feels personal. You become hyper-aware of shifts in tone, affection, attention, and presence because pain has trained your heart to anticipate abandonment before it arrives. People often speak about healing as though it is linear and clean. As though once enough time passes, the wound simply releases its grip and disappears quietly into memory. But some wounds bury themselves much deeper than memory. They settle into identity. They attach themselves to your sense of worth, desirability, safety, and belonging until healing no longer feels like recovering from pain. It feels like trying to separate yourself from it. And that is exhausting, because you cannot simply move on from wounds that taught you to question your value, especially when those wounds came from someone you loved deeply, especially when they came from someone you still carry grief for. That is the part people often do not understand. Sometimes the deepest heartbreaks are tied to people we cannot fully stop loving, even after they have broken us. Sometimes grief and pain occupy the same space inside the human heart, and untangling them feels almost impossible. I have learned that this kind of hurt changes the way a person hears themselves internally. The damage is not only in what happened. The damage is in what the wound begins teaching you afterward. It whispers things quietly at first, that you were not enough, that if you had been more beautiful, more lovable, more patient, more wanted, things would have unfolded differently. And even when your mind rejects those thoughts logically, pain has a way of pressing them deeper emotionally until they begin surfacing automatically. That is why healing can feel so impossibly far away. Because you cannot unhear certain things once they settle deep enough inside your spirit. You cannot force yourself to immediately stop feeling the impact of rejection, betrayal, abandonment, or neglect. Some wounds continue speaking long after the moment itself has ended. And if we are honest, many of us carry those voices into our relationship with God. We know the verses. We know what Scripture says about being loved, chosen, redeemed, and held. We can recite truths we have heard since childhood while still secretly struggling to believe them personally. Because the human heart has a tendency to filter divine truth through human pain, and somewhere along the way, the wound becomes louder than the word. That tension has lived heavily on my heart lately. I think that is why the image of an anchor feels so important to me now. Anchors are not needed when waters are calm. Anchors matter during storms, when waves become violent, visibility disappears, and everything around you feels unstable. Their purpose is not to stop the storm. Their purpose is to keep you from drifting while it rages. And I think many of us have spent years drifting emotionally because we anchored our hearts to voices that were never capable of carrying the weight of our identity. Some of us anchored ourselves to being chosen by another person, some to affection, some to approval, some to marriage, some to feeling needed. And when those things cracked beneath the weight of human brokenness, pieces of us went down with them because we had unknowingly tied our worth to something fragile. But God never intended wounded people to anchor their hearts to wounded people. Human beings, even good people, even loved people, can wound each other deeply. They speak from exhaustion, insecurity, fear, disappointment, trauma, weakness, anger, and imperfection. Human love can be beautiful, but it is still human. It fluctuates. It fails. It falters under pressure. God's love does not. And that distinction matters more than we realize. Because when God says you are loved, he is not speaking impulsively or conditionally. When he calls you chosen, he is not speaking from temporary emotion. When he calls you his beloved, he is not saying it carelessly. He is speaking as the creator who formed every hidden part of you before anyone else ever laid eyes on your face. He is speaking as the God who saw every future wound and still declared you worthy of dying for. Some of us have spent so many years hearing ourselves through the language of pain that we no longer know how to hear ourselves through the language of heaven. But throughout the Gospels, Jesus consistently moved toward wounded people whose identities had been crushed by shame, rejection, grief, sin, and suffering. Again and again, he restored dignity to people the world had reduced to labels. He spoke gently to the broken. He defended the ashamed. He reminded forgotten people that they were still seen, still loved, still worthy of compassion. I think some of us desperately need that reminder, because pain has a way of becoming personal. You are rejected, and eventually you begin believing you are unworthy. You are abandoned, and eventually you begin believing you are difficult to love. You are betrayed, and eventually you begin believing you are not enough. The wound keeps reaching beyond the event itself and attaching meaning to your identity. But experiences are not identity. Wounds are not identity. What happened to you is not the final authority on who you are. I say that knowing how difficult it can be to truly believe. Healing from deep emotional wounds is rarely sudden. It is slow and sacred and painfully uneven work. Sometimes it looks less like triumph and more like survival. Sometimes it means crying through prayers you cannot finish. Sometimes it means asking God to help you believe truths your wounded heart still struggles to trust. Sometimes it means recognizing that the voice condemning you inside your own mind does not sound like the voice of Christ at all. And sometimes healing simply means staying. Staying near God while your heart relearns safety. Staying long enough for his gentleness to soften places that have lived clenched for years. Staying while old lies slowly lose the power they once held over you. Staying while his voice becomes more familiar than the echoes of pain. I do not think healing always means forgetting. Some wounds leave scars that remain tender for a very long time, but perhaps healing means the wound no longer gets the final word. Perhaps it means learning that God's voice carries more authority than the voices that hurt you. Perhaps it means slowly allowing his truth to reach places inside you that pain once claimed permanently. Because the truth is, some of us are exhausted from fighting thoughts we did not originally create. We are battling conclusions planted inside us by heartbreak, betrayal, criticism, neglect, abandonment, or grief. We are trying to move forward while still hearing echoes behind us. And that kind of exhaustion is difficult to explain unless you have lived it yourself. But God sees it. He sees the quiet damage hidden beneath composure. He sees the insecurity beneath strength. He sees the way certain memories can still knock the breath from your chest without warning. He sees the way you brace yourself emotionally before allowing anyone too close to your heart. He sees the parts of you still trying to protect wounds that never fully healed, and he is not impatient with your pain. That matters to me more now than it once did. Because I have learned that God is gentle with wounded people, not dismissive, not ashamed of them, not irritated by how long healing takes. Gentle. Maybe that is where restoration truly begins. Not in pretending we are unaffected by what happened to us, but in finally bringing those shattered places before the one whose love is steady enough to hold them without causing further harm. I am still learning how to anchor my heart there. Some days I do it well. Other days, I still drift toward old wounds, old fears, and old lies that feel painfully familiar. But somewhere in the middle of all this healing, I am beginning to understand something I wish I had known years ago. The voice of pain may be loud, but it is not Lord. God is. And the God who created the human heart also knows how to restore it. Lord, some of us have carried wounds for so long that they have begun shaping the way we see ourselves. We replay words we wish we could forget, and sometimes the voice of pain feels louder than your truth. But you are still greater than every wound we carry. Teach us to anchor our hearts in what you say about us, rather than in what has hurt us. Remind us that we are still loved, still chosen, still seen, and never beyond your ability to heal. Quiet the lies that have lived inside us for too long, and help your voice become louder than the echoes of pain. Thank you for being gentle with wounded people and patient with hearts that are still healing. In Jesus' name, amen.